This is a little bit of a little bit of coral reefer inside info here. I don't know. You guys have been to a Buffett show before, right? I kind of thought so.
Or 40.
or 40, yeah. I'm counting up there pretty far, too. I don't do the henna tattoos like you guys do, but I got a lot of freckles, though, and I got a lot of Buffett shows under the belt. So over the years, you know, Jimmy, from all the years of touring, he was always so smart, and he picked up things. He knew exactly the best way to travel, the way to do it the best and keep the show being the best. And I will tell you, the show was the most important thing in his life. He loved writing books, he loved fishing, he loved flying planes, he loved everything about life, but his favorite thing in the world was the show. I probably got 5 or 6 set lists for every show that we played in the last 15 years. This was a guy trying to make it as good as he could make it for you guys. And every time we played, he gave it everything he had, no matter what he had going on in his life. And it made us give it everything we had, and you guys gave it all back to us. And it was this amazing alternating current of positive energy that just was this big ball of goodwill that by the time we finished the show, we're wired to the gills. Legally. For the most part. And because Jimmy's so smart, and he knew that we weren't going to sleep for 4 or 5 hours after we played these shows, we got in the habit of traveling on to whatever the next city was, because we were wide awake anyway. And we got on planes, because he had them. It's nice to have a plane. And we would talk about goofy, crazy things, because we were goofy, crazy, wired to the gills after the show. And this particular evening, we started talking about movies and sequels. Just boring conversation, except that we were wired to the gills, and sequels generally not being as good as the original. And then somebody said, well, what about songs? Are there sequels to songs? And nobody could think of one. I thought of one, and it wasn't as good as the original. And they said, well, that's probably the way that is too. And Jimmy said, well, why don't we write a sequel to a song? Okay. What song would you like to write a sequel to? He said, well, let's write a sequel to Come Monday. Really? Isn't that just the least little bit sacred to the Parrot Heads? You know, I mean, that's sort of like, you know, the book of Deuteronomy or something like that, you know, to the true Buffett fan. And he said, well, who besides us is going to do it? We should do it. We know other people the song's about. We know everybody in it. We know the time that's passed since then. Let's write it. So I'm in, and we did. We wrote it, and it's not as good as the original, but it's not bad. And we used, because the Coral Reefer Band, everybody in the Coral Reefer Band is awesome, but one of our dear departed Coral Reefer Band members, Mr. Ralph McDonald, one of my favorite people on the planet, he had a line that he used that we borrowed from Ralph to start this song with, and I got to tell you how it came about. It was after we played one of the shows, we flew to the next town. Ralph, Robert Greenidge, the steel drum player, Doyle Grisham, the steel guitar player, and myself, we were the ones the most likely to go out and try to find unhealthy food at 3:30 or 4 in the morning when we landed in the next town. So we did. We got a diner, a 24-hour diner, and we're in there and we're eating, what, you know, eggs and gravy and whatever we were eating. I can't remember exactly what all it was. And Ralph had this habit of saying exactly what came to him, no matter who it was or how it affected anybody in the room. And it was just okay food. We were tickled to have it in the middle of the night, but the waitress, who was sweet as you could be, made the mistake of asking Ralph how everything was. And he looked at her with the most beautiful smile that he always had on his face all of his life. He smiled so big and he said, that chicken died in vain. How can you not put that in a song? This is the coast of Carolina here.